During the last World Cup in 2010, hopes were so high for Ghana and the entire African continent prior to her first staged World Cup tournament in South Africa. With the early exit of five of her six representatives and the painful knockout of the last African team, Ghana, at the quarterfinal stage, what story did Africa get to tell then? Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gezi, who covered off-the-pitch stories at the 19th FIFA World Cup 4 years ago, sought to know from supporters at selected venues in Johannesburg before and after Africa's last game at the tournament. We bring you excerpts of her report.
The Horton province in South Africa had brought together a number of African supporters to do what they know best in music and dance, just to whip up morale for the last African representative at the tournament. Africa was at her best in celebrating unity and success, even before the kickoff of the crucial quarterfinal game.
It's been a very successful World Cup for us in South Africa. This mirror to the culture is fantastic, and it has to go back to Africa.
I'm very happy for this World Cup to be in Africa. What is going on with Ghana? I'm very happy.
I'm a proud South African, but today I'm united. I'm standing for Ghana.
Ghana is the picture for Africa, and we are support.
Yes, you can see South African here. We are. They did it. It's wonderful. The record says that this is the highest event that happened in the whole world concerning World Cup. We can see the opening ceremony. We can see how things are going in South Africa. Everything is okay. Everywhere is calm. We enjoy the World Cup. No disturbance. No racism. All Africa united and become one. Everybody support Ghana now.
While in the jubilant mood, many African supporters had in mind the huge task ahead, which was Ghana to win over Uruguay to attempt playing either in the finals or for a third place. Thus was where the great expectations lied.
African team were winning the World Cup.
That thing that have never happened before in African continent to happen tonight. We are expecting that Ghana will make us proud to win the game and proceed to semi-final.
To win, is that my hope?
We wish that Ghana will be a best and then give the glory for Africa.
To find out whether these expectations were met, I joined African fans at California Pub and Restaurant here in Johannesburg to watch the big game, Ghana versus Uruguay. After the many cheer on, disappointment then set in.
Football in Africa, we are very much disappointed. We have to do something. We heard long time ago that the school for football started in Ghana. It started from schoolboys. But now, we can't see anything. We are very much disappointed. Please.
If I just flew from Namibia towards the soccer in here in South Africa, I only wanted to feel the climate of soccer. But then I feel like Ghana lost many chances to win.
It feels like somebody's just pulled my heart out of my chest. It's a very, very painful and sad loss. We could have wrapped it up with a penalty, but unfortunately we didn't wrap it up.
We Africans, we don't do anything.
So what do you think went wrong?
The wrong is Asamoah. He gave us everything wrong. From me now, I can't support everybody again. Even penalty, a woman like me, I can do it. You know how drinks I drink this? Because of this, I went out for praying. So when the penalty came, you are Asamoah. You have to do this to us. Oh, Africa, sold them.
The feeling was, however, not the same with these three gentlemen. They felt luck was not on the side of Africa.
It's a football. You know, sometimes when there's a game, one guy will win and one guy will lose. Penalty is any man's game. With what you did, it's okay for all the African countries that they can learn something that Ghana tried.
Penalty is a luck for God, but Prince is proud of Ghana. Vive Africa, via Ghana, vive Africa, via Ghana.
Despite the unpleasant and some satisfactory remarks about Africa's performance at the 2010 World Cup, many others are proud of some continental achievements.
Africa has done more than achieving. It has surprised the world because they thought that we cannot do without them. But today, Ghana has showed them, Africa has showed them that we can do it.
The World Cup, surely the event itself has brought us a lot of opportunities and the world to see what Africa is all about.
We've made history and it will be written in the books. Our children are going to read about all this. They're going to study about all this. We've achieved all our goals.
In spite of the many achievements Africa can boast of at the World Soccer Fiesta, some fans believe there are some bottlenecks that need to be cleared to go the extra mile in subsequent tournaments.
What I hope to see is to start with good preparation.
Africa has to go back to the drawing board and then we start from there. Maybe in the future, we'll win the World Cup.
After managing the oops, the heartbreaks, the aches and pains of Africa at 2010 World Cup, the dust may be settling or might have settled now. Africa can perhaps take consolation from the fact that the sense of belongingness was much felt among its people when the continent hosted the world through football. It is hoped the sense of unison permeates all other Africa endeavors, particularly in the political arena. Rosemary Gazy, reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa, for 2010.
You had an excerpt of Radio Ghana's report on Ghana and the continent's expectations during Africa's first World Cup in South Africa 4 years ago.